Okay, today's daf is Yom Daf Yud Aleph. We're at the very, very bottom of Yud Amud Bet. We had just mentioned a machloket as to what's chayav in mezuzah between a sukkah or a lishka with a temporary dwelling. We said that there were two dinim involved there. And now we're going to go on Mantana Lahadatana Rabbanan, based on that which we've established. Who is the author of the following braita said in the name of the Rabbanim, or that the Rabbanim taught, Kol HaShe'arim Shayusham Lohaya Lehem Mezuzah Chutz Meshar Nikanor Shelifni Mimeno Lishkat Parhedrin Lehem Rabbanan Hevelo Rabbi Yehuda. So the braita was taught that of all the Sha'arim, of all the gates in the Beit HaMikdash, none of the gates had a mezuzah except for the gate of Nicanor. Why? Because the gate of Nicanor was the gate closest to the Lishkat Parhedrin, because the Lishkat Parhedrin had a mezuzah, so they also put a mezuzah on the Shar Nicanor. Well, we'd have to assume that this is the Rabbanon's Shita, this was taught in according to the Rabbanan Shita, and not taught according to Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. The Rabbi Yehuda, he goof gzera, vanonekum v'negu gzera l'gzera. Because let's recall, according to the Rabbanan, Lishkat Parhedrin needed a mezuzah me'ikar hadin. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Lishkat Parhedrin only had a mezuzah as a gzera midirabbanan, that we shouldn't think that we shouldn't pass by and say, oh, the Kohen is locked up over there. But if according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's only a gzera that the Lishkat Parhedrin has a mezuzah, then you're going to say that the gate outside the Lishkat Parhedrin, the Shar Nicanor, also needs a mezuzah. That's a gzeira on top of a gzeira. We don't do a gzeira on top of a gzeira. Rather, according to the Rabbanan, it's me'ikar hadin that there's a mezuzah on the Lishkat Parhedrin. So maybe there's a gzeira for a Shar Nicanor, and that's only one gzeira, and that's okay. Hafilu tamei Rabbi Yehuda kulachad gzeira hi. No, lav davka. It could even be according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that etzem zeh that the Lishkat Parhedrin has a mezuzah is a gzeira. He would also say that Shar Nicanor needs a mezuzah. Why? It's not a gzera like gzera. It's one gzera, right? What does it mean it's all one gzera? Isn't that convenient? You can make a gzera and a gzera and a gzera if you say everything's one gzera. Yeah, well, you have to look at the ta'am. You have to look at the reason. Why did they make a gzera? They made a gzera. They didn't want people thinking, oh, look, the Kohen is locked up in there. Okay, is that relevant also for them looking at Shar Nicanor and assuming that the Kohen is locked up inside there? If so, then it's all one gzera. It's all for the same reason. Meaning, if the reason applies, if the same reason you put a mezuzah on the Lishkat Parhedrin applies, that concern applies to Shar Nicanor, so you put a mezuzah on both, and it's the same gzera. If the reason that you put a mezuzah on Lishkat Parhedrin doesn't apply to Shar Nicanor, okay, then that would be a gzera and a gzera. Tana Rabbanan b'sha'arecha. Now we're going to talk about the nature of, or the makor for the chiyuv of putting a mezuzah. Right? It says by a mezuzah, you need to put the mezuzah where? B'sha'arecha, on your gates. Echad sha'arei vatim, v'echad sha'arei chatzeru, v'echad sha'arei medinot, v'echad sha'arei ayarot, yesh ben chovat mitzvah l'mako. Right? So we understand from this b'sha'arecha on your gates that comes to include the gates around your house and the gates around your chatzer, your courtyard, and the gates around the province and the gates around the city, that they all have a mitzvah, the oraita of mezuzah. Mishum shneamar v'chatavtem al mezuzah betecha uvisharecha, as it's written that you have to in the Torah. It's a mitzvah de oraita. You have to put them on the doorposts and on the gates of your home. That comes to include the gates around your courtyard and your cities and your provinces as well. Amr le Abaye le Rav Safra. Hani abule demechoza maitai melo avduluhu rabbanan mezuzah. Okay, well, these gates around mechoza, why do they not have a mezuzah? Hanhu chizuk leakra de chuve hu de avidea. Because these gates were not made for exiting and entering and exiting the city. That's not what their function was. These gates around mechoza, the point was to be mechazik, the tower of mechoza, right? The watching tower of mechoza. They were really just there to strengthen the tower and not for passersby. Amar love ekra dechuve gufa tibaye mezuzah. But wait one second. It should still require a mezuzah. Dehait be dira l'shomer beta asurin, because there's a residence in the tower itself. So because the tower itself is a place of dwelling, then the gates, which were there for the tower, not for the entering and exiting of the city, Binin Achinami, they were there for the tower, which has a place of residence, it should need a mezuzah. Deha itba dira l'shomer beta asurin. Because the person who watches over the prison from that tower, he lives there. The Hatanya, and it stands to reason that it should need a mezuzah based on the fact that someone does live in that tower, as we learn from a braita, Beit HaKnesset Sheyeshbo Beit Dira L'Chazan HaKnesset Chayevet B'Mezuzah. Because similarly, if a Beit Knesset, which is not a privately owned, dwelling, but if there's a dwelling for the chazan of the Beit Knesset in the Beit Knesset itself, then the whole Beit Knesset needs a mezuzah. Here too, by the gates of the tower, they should need a mezuzah. Ela amar Abaye, rather Abaye had explained differently why the gates of Mechoza didn't need a mezuzah. Mishum sakana. There was danger of putting a mezuzah there. It wasn't a Jewish run city. Netanya Munda Nebraita, mezuzah yachid nivdeket pami mishavua, that first of all, kind of a somewhat relevant din that doesn't prove our point, but then we'll get to our point, that the mezuzah of an individual needs to be checked twice every 7 years, so once every 3.5 years, shalram pamim biyovel, and the public mezuzah, a mezuzah that's not for a public property, needs to be checked twice every yovel, meaning once every 25 years. Bamar Bihuda ma'ase ba'ar tovin echad. And here we're coming to bring our point that Rabbi Yehuda said that there was a story that happened with a person who lived in Artavin. He was checking the mezuzahs in an upper marketplace in Tzipori. Matzo kazdor echad, right? And a certain officer of the king saw him v'natal menu elav zuz, right? And he took 1,000 zuz knas from him. Why? Because he thought he was doing something suspicious. Well, the Jews come in and they put these things on our doorposts. So what are they trying to curse us? What are they trying to do to us? Like, what are the Jews up to? We don't know. So the non-Jewish governments who are in charge of a certain domain, a certain territory, they're suspicious of the Jews putting scrolls and boxes up on the gates of their city. That's why the Sharim of Mechoza didn't have one, because it was dangerous that the government should think that we're involved in something suspicious. Why is it dangerous? Rabbi Elazar told us that if you're on your way to doing a mitzvah, you're shaliach mitzvah, right? You're not going to be damaged. Right? Well, That's just stam, meaning if you're going into a normal place, then we don't have to be concerned for nezek. However, if you're doing something dangerous, being involved in the mitzvah doesn't get you out of the danger. Dichtiv, how do we know that? How do we know that if you're doing davka going on a dangerous mission, you do have to be concerned? It's only if you're going on a normal mission, you don't have to worry about something, about a danger that's abnormal happening to you. Right. So Shmuel was concerned that if he's going to look for a new king, that Shaul is going to hear about it and he's going to hurt him. Wait 1 second. Why would Shmuel be concerned that Shaul is going to hear he's going to hurt him? Isn't going to look for a new king and appointing a new king a mitzvah? So wonderful. So he's involved in a mitzvah and he shouldn't be hurt. No, because he realizes this is a dangerous scenario. You can't rely on that if you go into a dangerous scenario. So Kadosh Baruch Hu tells him, yeah, you should take an animal and tell him that you're coming to sacrifice to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and then he's going to assume that you're not up to anything suspicious. Okay. Tani Rav Kana Kamed Rav Yehuda. Beit HaTeven Ubeit HaBakar Ubeit HaEitzim Ubeit HaOtzarot Peturim Bina Mezuzah Bibnei Shanashim Ne'otot Bayim. Okay. Things that are not used for living quarters, a house that you store straw in, right? Or a barn for animals, and a house that you store wood in, and just broader storage houses for any purpose, they don't need a mezuzah. Why don't they need a mezuzah? Because women make use of them to beautify themselves. My ne'otot, rochatzo. What does it mean to beautify themselves? They use it as to bathe in there. Because they bathe in there, it's not appropriate to have a mezuzah on a bathhouse. So for those reasons, because it's very common for women to bathe in those places, we don't. They're not chayev in a mezuzah. Amar le Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda responds to Rav Kana. Ta'ama de rochatzot hastama chayavin v'atani refer bakar p'turim. Wait one second. Says Rabbi Yehuda, you're telling me that the only reason it's potter, these barns are potter, is because they bathe in there. But if they didn't bathe in there, they would be chayav. Didn't we teach that that a stable is potter from a mezuzah? A place that that houses animals is potter from a mezuzah. Not just because the women bathe in there, right? It's potter from a mezuzah. It's potter from a mezuzah. A stable doesn't need a mezuzah. Elamayne otot. Rather, now once Rehuda has argued on his understanding of whether a stam barn needs a mezuzah, now he's going to explain neotot differently. Mitkashtot, right? That they put on makeup there. V'hachi katani af al pisha nashim mitkashtot behen peturim. Now, putting on makeup is no reason to make it potter, davka lehefech. Right? It's a reason to make it chayav. Why? Because they're using them for a normal use that you may use your house for. Right? And so, the braita should be read like this. Even though women make use of them, they're still potter. So again, let's clarify. Rav Yehuda believes that mistama, these things are potter. These places are potter. Sorry. Rav Kana believes that mistama, these places are... Again, Rav Kana believes that mistama, these places are chayvim in a mezuzah. However, the Braita says that women make use of them. And Rav Kana understands that they're chayav, but women bathe in them, so they're potter. Rav Yehuda says, no, in general they're potter. But women make use of them for putting on makeup, and because of that, you may assume that they would be chayav. Kamash Milan, they're still pater. So Rav Yehuda, based on that second braita, which says explicitly that a stable is pater, understands the first braita differently to mean that mistama, a stable, is pater, and even if a woman makes use of it, it's still pater. Amar le Rav Kana. But Rav Kana responds to Rav Yehuda, Vishahanashim itkashut behen peturim? Really? If women make use of it for putting on makeup, it's going to be potter? Fatana didn't we learn the right ref and bakar peturim in a zuzah? Vishahanashim itkashut behen ba chayevim mezuzah? But we taught explicitly in a braita that a barn is potter from mezuzah, but if women put on makeup in there, then they're chayev. Right? So no matter what you do, no matter how you explain it, you have a stira between these two braitas. No matter how you explain it. You can explain that the first braita is a case where women are bathing in the barn. And that's why it's going to be putter. But mistama, it's chayav. Or you can explain it that women are... That the barn is putter. But women are putting makeup on in there. So that makes it chayav. No matter how you explain it, there's a stira between the braitas. Right? One braita, the stira between the braitas. Right? Because the second braita says that the barns are potter, but if women put on makeup there, they're chayav. Right? So, if you understand the first braita is saying mistama barns are chayav, then you have a problem with the second braita because the second braita says mistama barns are potter. Right? And if you understand that the first braita says mistama barns are potter, and they're still potter when women put on makeup in there, then you have a problem with the second braita that says that they would be chayav if women put on makeup. No matter what you say, there's a steer between the braitas. Ella Ma'ila Chalamimar. So Rav Kana continues. Rather, what must you say? Mishkato mitkashto tanaihi. No matter what you hold, it's machloket tanaim. It's machloket tanaim. The didi nami stama tanaihi. Right. So I understand the machloket tanaim the way that I understand it. You understand the machloket tanaim the way you understand it. Meaning, I understand the machloket tanaim to be like this: that one bright says they're chayev and one bright says they're potter. Fine. You understand the machloket tanaim is that One brayta says that if women put on makeup there, it's chayiv, and one brayta says that if women put on makeup there, it's pater. So my machloket tanayim says that barns are pater or buns are chayiv. Your machloket tanayim says that woman putting on makeup is mechayiv or is not mechayiv. Either way, it's machloket tanayim, and there's a stira between the braytas, and that's perfectly fine. We both have to accept that. De tanya. We can see clearly that there's a machloket tanaim, because we learned in a braita, beitecha, in your house, bayit hamiyuchad lecha, implies that it only requires on a house that is specifically your house. Prat le beit hateven, le beit habakar, le beit haetz, le beit haotzaro, which excludes a house used for straw or animals or wood or storage, right? So, because that's not your house specifically used by you. Shepturim and mezuzah, those don't require a mezuzah. V'yesh mechayvin, but there are those who require them in mezuzah. It's very clear, meaning where we saw a stira between two brightas and we had to conclude that there's a machloket tanaim, here this brighta teaches you explicitly that it's a machloket tanaim. Be'emet amru. But regardless, you hold bet akise, bet burski, bet amirchat, bet atvila, right? That place, that a bathroom and a tannery and a bathhouse and a place of a mikvah that you go immerse in, and where women are neotot in them, that's pata from a mezuzah. Rav Kana mitaretz l'tameh, Rav Yehuda mitaretz l'tameh. Now, Rav Kana would explain this braita according to his shita, and Rav Yehuda would explain the braita in accordance with his shita, meaning each one according to how they understand the machloket tanaim. Rav Kana mitaretz l'tameh, beitecha, beitecha hameyuchad lecha, prad lebeit ha-tevin, lebeit ha-vakar, lebeit ha-etz, lebeit ha-tzaror, shepturim min ha-mezuzah, bistam. V'yesh mechayvin, bistam. According to Rav Kana, when the Braita said that your house means specifically for you, that comes to exclude a storehouse and a barn and a wood house and a store and a granary, that they're all putter from a mezuzah, and that's talking about a normal place without the addition of women making use of this place. Right, and those who say they're chayav is also talking about where women don't make use of them. However, in the Be'emet Amru, that the bathroom and the tannery and the bathhouse and the Beit HaTvila, that where it would be potter is when women make use of them. Right, so everyone agrees that when women make use of them. Everyone agrees that when women make use of them, they're going to be potter. And the only machloket exists when a woman is not making use of it, whether it's potter or whether it's chayv. Umay neotot ruchatzot, right? And how do we understand neotot? Bathing, right? So everyone agrees, according to Rav Kana, everyone agrees that if a woman was bathing in that house, that it's going to be potter. But if she's not bathing in the house, there's a machloket, tanaim, as to whether storehouses are chayav or potter. Now, Rabbi Yehuda would understand that braita in a different way. But before we get to Rabbi Yehuda's shita, let's make sure that we tie up all the loose ends according to Rav Kana. So if it was used for a bathhouse, then they're potter from a mezuzah. Wait one second. You want to say that the chiddush there is that if women are using it for a bathhouse, then it's pater. But we already said that if it's a beit hamerchatz, it's pater. So what do you need an additional? What do you need an additional teaching there for that women use it as a bathhouse? We already know a bathhouse is pater. Ashmin and merchatz derabim v'ashmin and merchatz diyachid es al kedayta chamina merchatz derabim dinafish zuame aval merchatz diyachid lo nafish zuame ema lichayev mezuzah kamash milan. Now you do need to teach them both, right? Because it could be only by a private bathhouse. You would assume that it would still be chayav because there's not a lot. It's not so foul just one person bathing in it. It's just if everyone is constantly bathing in it, that's when it would be very foul and doesn't need a mezuzah. Kamash Milana comes to teach you that no, even if one person is using it as a bathhouse, still it's going to be pater from a mezuzah, right? And that is why you need to teach it separately. That is why you need an individual lima to say that if a woman's using it as a bathhouse, it's pater from a mezuzah. That ties up all the loose ends with how Rav Kana would understand the machloka between the two braitas, right? So the two braitas argue over whether a normal storage house is a chayav and a mezuzah, and then once it comes to a bathhouse, everyone agrees that it's pater. However, Rabbi Yehuda obviously has to understand it differently. Rabbi Yehuda mitaras tatami. Rabbi Yehuda understands the brayta in according to his shita. Hachi katani beitecha hamayuchad lecha. Prad lebeit ha-teven, lebeit ha-bakar, lebeit ha-etzim, lebeit ha-tzarot, shepturim, min ha-mezuzah, afilu mitkashtot, v'yesh mechayvin b'mitkashtot. Right? So then he understands the machloket is in gufa, whether it's chayav, when a woman uses it to put on makeup. Right? So, the Braita says that it's when is a mezuzah, when is a house chayav a mezuzah? When you have a personal use of the house. However, if it's a barn or a storage facility, v'chule, 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 then it's pater even if women make use of it. And then there are those who say it's chayav when women make use of it. So there's a gufa, there's a machloket on whether it becomes chayav if women make use of it, as opposed to Rav Kana, who says that when women were making use of it, everyone agrees that it's pater. Aval stam divrei hakol pater. But according to Rav Yehuda, a house that a woman is not making use of, everyone agrees that that's pater. Be'emet amru. And then the second part of the brayta, beit hakiseh, beit haburski, beit hamirchat, beit hatvila, av b'yishah nashim mitkashto be'em p'turim min ha-mezuzah mishum d'nafish zuhameh. Everyone agrees in the latter case that it's going to be pater. But now we have to challenge Rav Yehuda Shita, Rav Yehuda Stamad Ibriakal Pater, because Rav Yehuda assumes that if it's a house that is not being used for by a woman to put on makeup, then everyone would agree that it's pater. Everyone agrees that it's pater. And the machloket exists by when a woman is using it as to whether or not it's pater or chayav. Didn't we learn in a brayta b'sha'arecha, echad sha'arei batim, v'chad sha'arei chatzer, v'chad sha'arei medinot, v'chad sha'arei arayot, ayarot, v'refet, v'lulin, u'matben, v'otor yayin, v'otor shemen, chayovin, b'mezuzah, yachol sha'ani marbe, af beit sha'ar, achsaja, mirpeset, tamad lomar, bayit, ma bayit miyuchad adira, yatzu elu, she'en miyuchad in adira. So we're still in the middle of the Braita, but I'll stop for a second to translate. That we learned in a Braita, Bishar Recha comes to teach that you're chayv to put it on your gates, whether it's the gates of your home or your courtyards or your provinces or your cities or your stables or your chicken coops or your storage facilities for straw or your storage facilities for wine or your storage facilities for oil. They all need a mezuzah according to the Shita and the Braita. And you may assume that I should also include a gatehouse or an awning with no walls or a balcony. Talmud Lomar, bayit. But because the Pasuk says bayit, we have to darshan it out to mean that something that is fit for a home, something that's used as a home, yes. And something that is not fit for a home, no. And that's why I wouldn't include those latter things. Continuing with the Braita, Yachol Shanimar Be'af Beit HaKise, Beit HaBurski, Beit HaMirchat, Beit HaTvila, Talmud Lomar Bayit. Ma Bayit HaYisu L'Chavod, Af Elu Af Kol Asui L'Chavod, Yatu Elu She'en Asui L'Chavod. I may think to want to include a bathroom and a tannery and a bathhouse and a mikvah. But the Torah says bayit, so I have to understand that just like a bayit is a respectable dwelling place, so only places that are respectable dwelling places, these other places, they're kind of foul. They're not respectable dwelling places. Yachol shanimar be'av. You may have assumed that I should also include the following. Har habayit, v'halishkot, v'lishakot, v'azarot, tamen lomar bayit, ma bayit shuchol, av kol shuchol. Right? I may have wanted to include har habayit should also require a mezuzah, and the courtyard should also require a mezuzah, and the chamber should also require a mezuzah, but the Torah says bayit. So just like a bayit is not kodesh, so I can exclude anything that is kodesh. Yatzu eleshen kodesh tiyuvta. But let's remember, what do we say in the very beginning? According to the Braita, according to the author of this Braita, what do we see? That there is a shita, like the author of this Braita, that a stable and a straw house need a mezuzah. And yet Rav Yehuda's whole svara, how he understands that bright, there would be that everyone agrees that a stable doesn't require it, and we only go to a machloket where we only have a machloket where the woman is making use of it. But here the author of the Braita says everyone agrees that it's potter, that the storehouses are potter, and maybe it's only chayav, the machloket comes to this chayav when a woman is making use of it. But here the author of our Braita says it's chayav, you know, independent of whether a woman is using it. So that's a difficulty for a view who does shita, right? Because here you have a Braita that says explicitly that it's going to be chayav. How can you say that everyone agrees that it's potter? Tane Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda Kamed Rava. Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda taught in front of Rava. Shisha Sharim Turim Mezuzah. Six types of gates are exempt from Mezuzah. Beta Tevin, Beta Bakar, Beta Eitzim, Beta Otzer, Shari Medina, Vishari Sheino Makura, Vishari Sheino Gavoa Sara. Right? So the following gates don't require a Mezuzah. A gate in front of a storehouse, a gate in front of a barn, a gate in front of a woodshed, a gate in front of a storehouse, and the gate of Madai, and a gate that doesn't have a roof, and a gate that is not 10 tvachim high. Amar le patachta b'shisha v'salka b'shifa. What? Did you lose count? You said 6, and then you listed 7. Amar le shar hamadai tanaihi. Right, because shar hamadai is actually subject to a machloket. Netanya, the Braita, kipa Rabbi Meir mechayev mezuzah v'chachamim potrin. That when it comes to a gate, which is curved at the top, meaning a gate with an arch, that according to Rabbi Meir, it's chayv and mezuzah, and the Chachamim say it's pater. V'shavin she'im yesh broglea asara she'chayv and mezuzah. But they agree that if the legs of the gate are 10 tefachim high before it starts to arch, then it's going to be chayv. But that's the type of gate that the Shar Hamadai was, in which case it's a machloket, and that's why I said 6, because 6 is the divrei hakol, and 7 is a machloket. Rabbi then is going to clarify this machloket a little bit more for us. It's not in all cases that they have an argument about the gate with an archway. Amar by the chulam agvoa sarav ein bragla shlosha v'lav tumi. Inema yesh bragla shlosha v'ein agvar sarav v'lav tumi. Everyone agrees that if the gatehouse is 10 tvachim high and the legs themselves are not even 3 tfachim before it starts to arch off, that does not require a mezuzah. Also, everyone agrees that if the legs themselves are 3 tfachim, but the arch does not even go 10 tfachim high, everyone agrees that does not require a mezuzah. Lo nichku ela begavoa asara v'yesh bragla shlosha. So where is there machloket about the gate with the arch in it, where it's definitely 10 tfachim high, and it definitely has 3 tfachim of the legs before it starts to curve? The ein barachba arba. However, there is not in the width of the between the legs 4 tfachim. V'yesh balachukla shlima la'arba. However, the archway is within a wall that has room to carve out into that wall so that the archway could be 4 tfachim. Rabbi Meir savar chokkin la'ashlim. Rabbi Meir says, we see it as if it was carved out and does have a necessary width. The Rabbanan savar ein chokkin la'ashlim. The Rabbanan say, no, we look at what it is. If it's 4 tvachim wide, then it's chayav. If it's not 4 tvachim wide, it's not chayav. It doesn't matter if there's room for it to be 4 tvachim wide. Tan Rabbanan beit Knesset ubeit Isho beit Shutafin chayav mezuzah. Right, the Braita taught that a shul and a home owned just by a woman and a home owned in a partnership is chayav and mezuzah. Pshita, obviously it would be chayav mezuzah. What's this hava meaning that's not chayav mezuzah? Ma'aretim beitecha velo beita beitecha velo batehem kamash malan. Well, because the pasuk says beitecha, your home below beita, and not her home, right? So maybe that implies that only because it's written in the masculine form that only a man a home owned by a man would be chayav and mezuzah. Furthermore, it says beitecha in the singular and not batehem in the plural. So a house owned by shutafim or a beit knesset, which is open to the public, maybe those should not require as a diuk from beitecha not beita and beitecha not batehem. Ve'machinami. You know, now that you point out that diuk, that's a pretty good point. Why don't we make that limud? Right? Because even though it says beitecha, and you may want to include a woman's house or a publicly owned home or a partnership owned home, it also says that the reason you're doing it is to extend your days. So what? A man needs an extended days, but a woman doesn't need extended days. An individual needs extended days, but the public doesn't need extended days. So because it says leman yarichun yumecha, we include in this chiyuv anyone who would want their days extended. That includes a woman, and that includes the public. Well, in that case, what do we learn from Beitecha? right? What do we learn from that limud if we can't darshan it out, right? Because we assume, because the natural drasha is rejected by a different pasuk. Kida Rava, we learn out like Rava says, the Amar Rava derech bi'atecha v'chi akar inish kare diyamina akar bereshe. That you should put the mezuzah on in the way that you enter into your home. You enter in your house right foot first, and so you should put the mezuzah on the right side of the door. That's what we learn. Tanya idach beta knesset uveta shutafin uveta isha mitamin benegayim. A similar braita that a beta knesset and a beta shutafin and a house owned exclusively by a woman can contract tuma of negayim. Right? Nice little dafyomi coincidence there. Pshita! Obviously contracts tuma negayim. What's the havamina? Mauritema, you may have said, uva asher lo habayit. Right? The Kohen comes to the person who owns the house. That the house is to him. Right? So it has to be a privately owned house to him. Lo v'lo la v'lo lo v'lehem. Lo implies singular and masculine. To come to exclude feminine and plural. Ve'imahachinami. Now that you point out that limud, it's a good point. Maybe it should only be by a privately owned male home. Amar kra beveit eretz achuzatechem. Right, but the pasuk says that the pasuk says also by negayim beveit eretz achuzatechem, in the house of the land of your inheritance, and that comes to include even the plural, and that rejects the svara to say that it's a singular man. Ela lo lamali. Well, if that's the case, that we can't learn lo to those drushas, what do we use lo for? Misha miyachad beita lo she'eno rotzela ashil keila va'omer she'en lo agarash baruch hu mifaris simo k'shenifna et beito prad l'mashil keila v'lacherim. Right, lo comes to teach that why was the tzara'at coming upon him, that agarash baruch hu visits tzara'at upon the home of someone who is stingy and doesn't lend out his things. Lo, meaning he keeps it to himself. He doesn't let anyone else use his things. Right? That's a type of house that's going to get sarat. A house that the person only uses for private needs and doesn't allow his home to the public. However, someone who... And so what does he do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it sarat, and then you have to take everything out of your home anyway, and you can't keep it to yourself. However, someone who is very generous with his home, the home is not going to get sarat. Ubeit HaKnesset Mimitam Ben Negayim. Wait one second. Are we really suggesting that a Beit Knesset can become Tamei Negayim? V'atanya, didn't we learn in the Braita Yachol Yu Beit Knesset V'atem Midrash V'tamei Negayim Tamei Lomar V'asher Lo Habayit Mish Miuchad Lo Yatzav Ela She'en Miuchad Din Lo. We do that exactly limud by a Beit Knesset and a Beit Midrash that only privately owned homes can become Tamei Negayim, but publicly owned homes like a Beit Knesset and a Beit Midrash cannot become Tamei Negayim. That's exactly the Braita that we have. It's exactly the limud that we have. Lo Kasha. Oh, that's not difficulty. Harameir v'harabanan. It's machloker, Harameir v'harabanan. Detanya b'de knesset sheyesh v'beit dira l'chazan ha'knesset chayav mezuzah v'sheyed v'beit dira v'harameir v'chayav v'harav chacham and potrin. Right? Everyone agrees when it comes to a beit knesset that has a beit dira that the beit knesset needs a mezuzah. However, when it comes to a beit knesset that no one lives in, that's machloket. That Rabbi Meir says it needs and Rechavim say it doesn't need. So it's not a problem that there's a stira between when the beit knesset does need one says the beit knesset doesn't need, because we have two tanaim. One says it does and one says it doesn't. V'bayit Eima, alternatively, give me a different answer. Hava harabanan. They're both the rabanan shita that says pater v'lokasha hadi ipe beit dira hava leipe beit dira. And just one bright that was talking about when there is a residence, and that's when it's chayav and mezuzah. One was talking about when there isn't a residence, and that's when it's pater from a beit dira. V'ibayit Eima, alternatively, because they have a third answer. Hava hadaleh by the beit dira. Both are talking about when there is not a living residence, v'ha'ad krachim v'ha'ad kfarim. But still, one is talking about a beit knesset that's in a smaller town, a village, and one is talking about where it's in a bigger town or a bigger city, right? Because it's smaller, it's almost like it's owned by an individual, but because it's bigger, it's really, really public, in which case it's not going to be chayav and mezuzah. We'll stop here.